Radio Services. He says that new government legislation will allow at least three new national network radio services to operate alongside the BBC and provide for the expansion and deregulation of local radio. Mr. Hurd has also said there will be a new radio authority to run them, rather than allowing the independent broadcasting authority to continue in this role. Well, our media correspondent, John Parry, asked the IBA's Director General, John Whitney, whether there would be enough money available to make three networks and a host of new local and community stations viable concerns.
There will be entrepreneurs coming forward to operate three national services. The problem, as I see it, is more, will three national services soak up too much advertising revenue to the detriment of the smaller stations who, in a deregulated society, some of which may be struggling for their existence?
The Home Secretary is also saying that he's going to create a new light touch, as he describes it, radio authority to run these new stations, which rather puts your nose out of joint, doesn't it? Because this, at the moment, is your area of responsibility.
Oh, very much so. And indeed, for nearly 15 years, we have presided over what I think is arguably a very successful form of sound broadcasting, in which many countries from have come to believe is a blueprint for successful commercial broadcasting. So
are you going to fight this proposal?
Well, we're certainly unhappy with the proposal that we should no longer play our role, because we believe that with the resource and the intelligence that we have built and acquired over these 15 years, we have very much to offer the expansion of the new system. I don't think anything is a totally foregone conclusion until the proper democratic debate has taken place, and I would very much hope that wisdom will still prevail in assessing that the future of radio can best be guided by a body who have a degree of experience second to none in this country.
David Hatch, you're managing director of the BBC's network radio. For the first time, the BBC is going to be faced with real competition right across the national radio network. Your response to that?
Quite happy about it. I think it was inevitable that at some point there would be network commercial opposition. It happened in television and in fact had quite a beneficial effect on BBC television and might have a beneficial effect on us too.
What about the suggestion, though, that with these three proposed national networks, there's going to be a new authority to run them, rather than the IBA? Does that surprise you?
It does surprise me. Presumably the government took all the responses that they got from everybody and came to that conclusion, having taken evidence from all the ILR stations. I would have to say, personally, that I'm obviously slightly sad for some of my colleagues in the IBA, who must be bruised tonight.
The suggestion is, of course, that this new authority will take two wave bands from the BBC, two medium wave bands. How is that going to affect the BBC's listeners? Will they notice the disappearance of these bands? Will it affect programming?
This, of course, was proposed in the Green Paper originally published last February, and our response said, well, we understand that if you want commercial networks, there isn't enough spectrum from which they can broadcast. And we said to them, that would be difficult for us and difficult for listeners. However, we could see a way if we gave up the Radio 3 medium wave and possibly one other, as long as we were given time to tell the listeners where to retune to find the services that they know and value. And that's what I hope will happen, that there is time for the broadcasters and for the listeners to get used to a new system of finding our services on their radio sets.
Do you see the setting up of these national networks and the many new community stations that the Home Secretary is talking about in any way as an attack on the BBC by the Home Secretary, simply by providing all this extra competition?
Not at all. I think what he's doing is giving another tier of broadcasting, community radio, then local, and then national. And indeed, the listeners in this country will have one of the most comprehensive services of radio probably anywhere in the world.
David Hatch, Managing Director, Network Radio, talking to John Parry. Then John Bryce talked to the Home Secretary, Douglas Hurd, about the plans to introduce three new national radio networks.
Well, I expect each of them to be varied. They won't all come on air at the same time. First of all, there'll be one, and the new radio authority will look for people who can put together a mix of different kinds of programme on the one channel, and then when somebody has shown that they can provide that variety, then the applications go to tender. See, I want people to have more choice, but I don't want that just to be choice between different kinds of pop programme. I want varied channels.
So how different are those three stations going to be?
Well, we don't know yet, do we? Obviously, if you were someone going to put together an application, you would do some research into what people wanted, what people couldn't get, for example, on the BBC at the moment, their national channels. How can you compete most effectively with the BBC, you'd ask? And then you'd go out, send out the streets and ask people. You put together a package, you'd know that it would have to be varied, and you'd submit it to the new authority. And then they'd look at any other applications, and if everybody passed, everybody could be, show that they were very varied in what they were offering, and then it would go to tender.
Is that going to happen in local radio as well? Are you looking for new stations that are going to be unlike the BBC ones and the IBA ones that already exist?
Yes, indeed, but in a different way. I don't think you can ask each little local station to be varied within itself. But what some will be small because they cover just a small market town or a bit of a city. Others will be small because they cater for a particular taste. You could imagine a local radio station, a London jazz station, for example, or a London Greek-speaking station. You can imagine all kinds of different interests being catered for by a small radio station in a way they can't be catered for by stations of the present size.
That was the Home Secretary, Mr. Douglas Hurd.